for DOS, and I'm calling CQ to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KI4DOS. My name is Gary, and my location is Easley. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KI4DOS. We'll now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RagCue portion. This being Wednesday night, the RagCue portion will be postponed a bit while we have the swap net portion of the net, then we'll go on to the RagCue, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Had quite a number of folks to use the pre-net check-in function on the repeater. We'll run through those, and then we'll go over to the echo link. Hey, good evening. KA3JCA, that's Mr. Richard, and his sweet bride, WB9RA, that's Miss Sally. Their daughter, Ashley, KA4ACL, and Richard brings along K3DOB, that's the Upstate Amateur Radio Club. They're all down in Simpsonville. We have KM4JWP, that's Mr. Bryant in Rutherfordton. And W4FCM, that's Mr. Fred and his sweet bride in 4IEI. That's Miss Isla, there in Traveler's Rest. And K4XMR, that's Mr. Mel, he's in Prosperity. And W2AMD, that's Mr. Andrew, he's in Simpsonville. And KG4PFI, that's Mr. Don and his sweet bride, KG4QLQ. That's Miss Linda, they're down in Piedmont. And N4NLR, that's Mr. Jim, he's over in Grayville. And KI4LJG, Mr. Robert, he's up there in River Falls. And KI4LZI, that's Mr. Andy, he's up at Table Rock. And N4JRB, that's Mr. James, he's over in Greer. And KO4ZEW, that's Mr. Ben, he's in Simpsonville. And KG4WNP, that's Mr. Landon, he's over in Pickens. And KO4RMM, that's Mr. Kurt, he's over in Greenville. And N4ASW, that's Mr. Tony and his sweet bride. KQ4JSK, that's Miss Kim, they're in Asheville. And KW4TS, that's Mr. Jim, he's down in Pelzer. And KA5WLL, that's Mr. Leroy, he's over in Taylor's. And KJ4HYC, that's Mr. Shane, down in 6 Mile. Appreciate all those fine folks using the pre-check-in function on the repeater. Y'all are all in the log. Hope all y'all are doing well. I do have a couple of Echo Link stations over on the Echo Link now, so we'll go to Echo Link. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS net control. This is Alpha Alpha 4 Golf Hotel from Punta Gorda, Florida. Thanks for taking the net. It sounds like a good roll call so far. I'll be negative and negative.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary. Glad to hear you calling that again. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, November, November Hotel. KO4NNH. My name is Fred. I am back in the upstate in South Carolina on my way home right now on 85. I'm glad to hear you calling that tonight, Gary, but I'll be negative, negative. I'm actually on my way home from flying back in from Portland, Maine.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening to AA4GH, Mr. Gus, down there in Florida. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Gus. Hope you are doing well. And KO4NNH, Mr. Fred, back in the land of the living over here in South Carolina. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Fred. You be careful out there on the mobile. Good hearing you on the air. thanks for taking the time and checking in with us, and you be careful headed home. Give us a shout sometime if and when you get a minute. Take care there, young man. That's all the EchoLink stations I got. All the pre-net check-ins. So we'll start over on the RF check-ins with the alphabet with the Mike through Papa group, M through P for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Good evening, Gary. Please check in. Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Brenna, and my husband, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and her daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
For DOS. OVQ, Stacy down in Anderson. Good evening, everybody. I'm in and out.
KI4DOS. This is W4, Norway, Texas, Quebec, Eddie, Simpsonville, and I'd be hanging around the road almost all over. Thank you.
For DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening, KK4ONO. That's Miss Lorena and her husband Rick, KK4DMW, and their daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ. They're all down there in Piedmont. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Miss Giggles. Hope y'all are doing well. You keep smiling and keep up the good work. Also, like to say good evening to N4OVQ, Mr. Stacy down there in Anderson. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Stacy. I hadn't heard you in a while. Hope you are doing well. And W4NTQ, Mr. Eddie down there in Simpsonville. Eddie's our resident, I don't know what you'd call that, but he's our special resident in here at 99 years of age. But anyway, Eddie, we thank you for being with us tonight. Hope you are doing well there, young man. Got another EchoLink station up. EchoLink station's only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, hello, Gary. Check in, KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood. Good evening, Gary, to yourself, all on the net. No traffic, never had Q. And do be sure and tell Miss George that we say hello.
4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening, KA4PQA, Mr. Stephen, down there in Greenwood. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Stephen. Tell Miss Jennifer we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And I will relay your message in there to Joey. Hope y'all have a great evening. What's left of it? Alrighty, and continuing with roll call in the Mike through Papa group, M through P for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Gary, please check in KO4QLG. This is Chris and Liberty. And I'll be negative and negative.
Like to say good evening to my other brother by a different mother, Mr. Chris, KO4QLG over there in Liberty. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Chris. Hope you are doing well. And Chris, while I got you on the air, you gonna be home tomorrow afternoon, or you gonna be at work?
Soon I should be there. Or I'm here. Be here.
I'll holler at you. I'll give you a call on the telephone tomorrow afternoon before I head over there. Make sure you're home, okay?
Sounds good. Look forward to it.
You take care over there. Let's see here. Let's move up now to the Quebec Blue Tango group, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Please check in 0TR, November 0 Tango Romeo. My name is Tom and I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net. I'll be negative and negative, sir. Hey, Chris.
Hey, Tom, I jumped the gun again, didn't I?
Just a little.
QLS. Gary, please check in Alpha Alpha 1 Romeo Delta AA1RD Bob down here in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Thanks for calling the net. And 73 to everyone on the net.
Yes. Please check in Kilo Kilo 4 Sierra 9 Victor. And I'll be negative and negative, but we'll be listening in. Good evening to you, Gary, and your lovely wife. Have a great remainder of the week.
QLS. Kilo 4 Romeo Oscar Whiskey. K4R Death of Richard Grable. Your private, no round table. Good to hear you.
Got a bit of a double there towards the front of this group, so if I don't call your, read your call sign back, come back and do it again, we'll get you checked in. And I would like to say good evening to N0TR. That's Mr. Tom over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Tom. Tell Miss Bernice we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And AA1RD, that's Mr. Bob. He's over down there in Piedmont from my house. He's a little south of me. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Bob. Tell Miss Anita we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And KK4SMV, Mr. Dale down there in Ellenborough. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dale. Hope you are doing well. And K4ROW, that's Brother Richard over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Richard. Hope you are doing well there, young man. Additional stations, Quebec through Tango for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
For DOS. Kilo Kilo 4 Tango Romeo Juliet. That's Bill and Cowpens, negative and negative.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KK4TRJ, Mr. Bill, up there in Cowpens. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Bill. Hope you are doing well. Let's move up now to the Uniform True Zulu Group, U through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name's Tommy. I'm located in southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and Miss Joy and everyone on that.
This is KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to K4XB, Mr. Tommy. He's down there in southern Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Tommy. Tell Miss Angela we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. Additional stations, Uniform True Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Around to the front of the alphabet in the Alpha through Delta group, A through D, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary. Please check in November 4, Alpha Hotel Oscar. 10-4-AHO, this is Doug in Walhalla. No traffic. I might chew if I can stay up that long. My teeth stay in, so I'm free to next.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary. Thanks for calling in tonight. Please tell Miss Joy we said hello. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW. Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
For DOS. Hope you're doing well tonight. Please check in Kilo Bravo 2 Bravo Yankee Quebec. KP2BYQ. Dave and Easley, I'll be negative and negative tonight. 73's to you and everybody on the net.
For DOS.
Gary and everybody on it. In Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee. 4CHY, the Seneca, no traffic, no call.
For DOS. Please check in November 4, Delta, Juliet, Charlie. N4DJC, Jerry and Anderson, negative and negative. Good evening to everyone on the net.
For DOS. Good evening, Gary. Please check in Kilo Mike 4 Bravo Lima Hotel KM4BLH. Charlie, Uniform, Romeo, Tango. QTH is Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge, 2-meter net. Like to say good evening to N4AHO, Mr. Doug, down there in Walhalla. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Doug. Be back to you for some comments in just a little while. Hope you are doing well. Then we had a pair of Daves. I got W4DJW, Mr. Dave. He's over in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Dave. Tell Miss Amy we said hello. Amy. Hope y'all are doing well. And then we got my neighbor, Dave, KB2BYQ, over here in Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dave. Hope you are doing well. And KN4CHY, Mr. Keith, he's down in Seneca. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Keith. Hope you're doing well. And N4DJC, that's Mr. Jerry. He's over in Anderson. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jerry. Hope you're doing well. And KM4BLH, Mr. Kurt, he's over there in Greenville. Kurt, I'm glad to hear you back on the air there, young man. I was beginning to wonder about you a little bit. Sorry I didn't take the time to pick the phone up or anything like that, but good to hear you on the air. Thanks for being with us and hope you are doing well. Any others, all of Alpha through Delta, A through D for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KI4DOS. To the next alphabetical group, which is Echo through Hotel, E through H for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, please check in WB4 Fox Echo Echo Dan over Northern Simpsonville. Good evening, Gary, Miss Joy, everybody on the net. And Gary, I don't know if I'll be around for raids, you or not, but I just wanted to say hello and wish you a Merry Christmas, buddy. Take care.
4DOS.
Okay, please check in. Hello, Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, JC4ECN, Harriet, Kevin, North Carolina. Be negative, negative tonight, Gary. Thanks for being here.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to WB4FEE, Mr. Dan. He's down there in Northern Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Dan. Tell Miss Joan we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And I hope to hear you again before Christmas, Dan. But if I don't, Merry Christmas to you, Miss Joan. And I'll holler at you just in case you might be around for some rag chewing just a little while. Then we got KC4EZN. That's Mr. Harry. He's up there in Chandler. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Harry. Hope you are doing well. Any others, Echo through Hotel for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Being all on the net, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HX. Patrick, I'm at home in Penrose. No comment, no traffic.
Say good evening. KO4HKX, Mr. Patrick. He's up there in Penrose. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Patrick. Tell Miss Elise we said hello. Patrick, did you get my text? I just wanted to make sure that it got to you. But thanks for checking in with us. And again, tell Miss Elise we said hello. Any others, Echo through Hotel for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. We'll go over to the patient group on a Wednesday night, which is India through Lima, I through L for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. I am James Maponis Mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And that's where I'll be negative and negative. Say 73s for each one of you.
Yes. Hope you and Miss Joy are well. Please check in Whiskey 4. It's the Oscar Echo. This is Metro, North Carolina. Please enjoy the joy. Please get all on the net. And Merry Christmas to all. Back to the top.
DOS. Gary, please check in Kilo Oscar 4,
checking in Asheville. No traffic, no comment. Thanks for holding the net.
Four, DOS. Again, Gary. Thank you for being there. Please check in Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo Charlie 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home brief. Mark us in and out, please. Everyone, have a good night. 7-3.
4DOS. In Kilo 4, Hotel November Romeo, K4HNR. This is Connor, over here in Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
4DOS. DOS, please check in. Whiskey Alpha 4, Kilo Charlie. This is Juan in Greenville. No traffic, no comment, but listening. 73.
DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to my pretty little bride, Joy, K3JOY. She's in the other room. And then we've got KK4JFO, Mr. James, up there at the top of the mountain in Tuxedo. James, you won the door prize tonight there, young man. You made number 50 on my log. Appreciate you being with us. Hope you're doing well. And then we got W4IOE, Mr. Sid. He's a little further north up there in Fletcher. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Sid. Tell Miss Beverly we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. And KO4JKV, Mr. Duncan. He's a little further north up there in Asheville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Duncan. Hope you're doing well. And KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry, and his sweet bride, KC4MFK. That's Miss Donna. They're over in Greer. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Tell Miss Donna we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And K4HNR, Mr. Connor, over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Connor. Hope you're doing well. And WA4KC, that's my buddy Juan over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Juan. Tell Miss Carolina and the rest of the family we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. Additional stations, India through Lima for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. 10 out of turn, N4ZLK, Shane in Cleveland. Just wondering if I could have a quick informal with K4HNR at your pleasure.
Good evening, 10-4-ZLK, Mr. Shane up there in Cleveland. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Shane. Tell Miss Beth we said hello. Shane, go ahead and call your station. He might not stay around long. Call him.
All right, N4ZLK.
Okay, K4HNR, it's about time you checked in.
Can you meet me on 146820?
Sure, there.
All right, thanks. Gary, thank you so much. I appreciate it. N4ZLK, back to net.
I'm glad you and Connor could get together. If y'all get through over there on 82, come on back. You might want to say something over here on this one. But glad y'all were able to get it together. Let's open it up to the big group now, all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Unusual, got everybody on the first pass. One more call, all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. KI4DOS, now securing the formal portion of the net. Thanks for all those folks checking in with us. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the swap net portion of the net, then we'll go on to the rag chew portion, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Do we have anyone with anything they would like to add to the swap net book tonight, or anything I need to take off of the swap net book? Call KI4DOS. KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Swap net here. first item up on the swap net book is for sale. We have a Kenwood TS450 with a power supply. They would like $450 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Up on the swap net book is for sale.
It's an MFJ 998. That is a full legal limit automatic antenna tuner. He would like $300 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a Yaesu Tempo 1. That's a HF transceiver. He has the radio, external speaker, and an external VFO. And he would like $250 for it, or best offer. Does anyone need any fields? Up is looking for, got a fellow looking for a half-wave, 2-meter vertical antenna. He wants to put him an outside antenna on his roof, on a chimney mount. So he's looking for a half-wave, 2-meter vertical antenna. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's an ICOM IC735. That's an HF transceiver. They would like $300 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's an ICOM IC208H. That's a 2-meter 440 dual band transceiver. He has a owner's manual, and he would like $150 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Next item up is for sale. It's an ICOM IC2100. That's a 2-meter monobander. He has a manual to go with it, and he would like $100 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Here to see if we have any other check-ins all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. 4DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter swap net continuing. Next item up on the swap net book is for sale. It's an MFJ 929. That's a 200-watt antenna tuner. That's a manual antenna tuner. He would like $140 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's an MFJ 941. That's a VersaTuner. 941C. VersaTuner. He would like $65 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's an MFJ 484. That's a Grandmaster Memory Keyer. He would like $15 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's an MFJ 862. That's a VHF UHF. That's a 2-meter 220 440 SWR watt meter. And he would like $100 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a Vectronics VCI Vectronics PM30. That's an SWR directional RF watt meter. He would like $75 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a Fillmore hand mic. That's a model CM43A. He would like $10 for it. Does anyone need any fields? The item we got on the SwapNet book tonight, folks, is for sale. It's an old antenna bridge made with two of the old blade-type variable capacitors and a large roller inductor. He would like $50 for it. Does anyone need any fields? That's going to conclude the reading of the SwapNet book. Appreciate all you fine folks that stayed around and listened to the reading of the SwapNet book. I didn't have anybody list anything or take anything off, so I guess it's status quo for now. Do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet before we start to rag you? Call KI4DOS. We'll go up here and see who's first on the clean, shiny, dry stuff. That would be N4AHO, Mr. Doug, down there in Walhalla. Doug, what have you been up to today there, young man?
Too many microphones. Keep grabbing the wrong one. That control, this is N4AHO. Evening, sir. Well, this has been an interesting couple of days. We attended the Christmas dinner with CERT.
I'm on that, so Carol and I went to that over at Paisano's. And on the way home, something really interesting happened. We had an accident with a bear. This bear, I don't know, a couple hundred pounds, maybe more, I guess. Just this black shadow went in front of us just south of, you know, where the West Union sign is as you're coming up 28 from Seneca. And this thing just got right in front of the car and boom, you know, the old grill all corner to corner on the front of the car against the side of this bear. So today he was calling the insurance company. Tomorrow morning I'm getting an estimate on repairs for it. It's messed up the front a bit. Compressed things in the engine room a little, I think, and it's not quite right. So see, right after having to pay a lawyer a deductible for business insurance, now we're going to have to pay another deductible for fixing this car the next week. So anyway, so it protected us from injury. The airbags did not pop, and it was almost a soft landing, but it broke all that stupid plastic they put on the front of cars now, so that's all going to have to be replaced. But we're okay, no issues at all. Stopped at the, walked over to the Advance Auto, picked up some Gorilla tape and held the grill in place, so now we look like one of those Westminster cars. Just kidding.
Oh my goodness, Doug. Well, I'm glad you first got to enjoy your Christmas dinner at the church, or with the church, and I'm sure y'all had a good time with that. There's been a lot of bear sightings just in the last little bit. My neighbor down the street, he lives down there right on the creek, and there was a bear in his front yard. He didn't take any pictures or anything, but he said, but it like scared him to death. I can't imagine one stepping out in front of me in the middle of the road. I almost had one do that on Interstate 40 up there in the gorge, going across from North Carolina into Tennessee. It was actually on the Tennessee side. He was walking along the guardrail, but he didn't walk out into the road, which was a good thing, because I sure didn't want to have to fool with all that extra paperwork. Getting the insurance company involved and getting all the paperwork and going from pillar to post and back again, getting the estimates, and that is time consuming.
But we'll be okay on that. Anyway, yeah, it was the CERT team, Community Emergency Response Team, not church, by the way. It was Jim Garum and those guys. The county actually paid for dinner for everybody. We didn't know that until after the fact. So it was really great. Yeah. So anyway, that was over at that private room Paisano's. That was real good. But yeah, tomorrow morning I go down to Westminster for a estimate. One of the USAA estimators is down there, so I'll head down there in the morning and hopefully just take it over, I think probably to Edwards Ford's body shop, and they'll have them do the work. But yeah, that's the worst thing we've ever had happen with this car. Several years ago we hit a deer. I think it was a rental car. It was a rental car. I think it was 2009 up in Maine. And then we hit a deer over on Table Rock Road. That one didn't cause any damage. A little hair got stuck in the door, but that was my third clear. This thing just came out like a shadow. I mean, you could barely see something moving, you know, like it had its cloaking device on. You know, this black bear, the black night. There's no lights on the highway there, of course. And it was basically just invisible until it was right in front of me, and it flipped up in the air and rolled over, and then I swerved left to avoid hitting it again. I'm not sure if I did avoid it or not. I just put a second look in the mirrors, make sure no one was behind me, and then came left. Probably all in half a second. The cops came, the
the West Union cop came out, even though it happened in the county, because we pulled over, we pulled over in West Union, over at the little shopping center where Ingalls is. And then he came out, and he said he was going to go look for the bear. Half hour went by, we never heard from him again. So we called, and they said, well, since it happened in the county, they had to call in the state police. I said, well, gracious, is anybody going to tell me? I'm sitting there waiting for this cop. They said, well, the state police are on their way, and they're coming from Easley. They'll be there in an hour. I said, no. This is ridiculous. We didn't need a police report. The bear wasn't insured, so we just, and insurance company said we didn't need one, so we just went home after taping up the front end of the car. And, that's my business car, but that's okay. Not much going on right now. Anyway, that's the whole story. We're all fine. The dogs weren't even in the car, so they don't know. They're just home napping. So
what happened to you? You said the dogs were napping, and then your radio just cut off. I don't know if the battery went dead or what, but anyway, I'm sorry that all that happened, but I'm glad no one was hurt. That's unusual for the airbags not to go off, but you must not have hit it very hard for the airbags not to deploy. And that may be a blessing in disguise, because if those had popped out, you might have got hurt worse from the airbags than you did otherwise. But glad no one was hurt, and sorry you had to sit there and wait on a policeman that was not coming back. Goodness gracious. It looks like he was told you that before he left or something. Anyway, but I'm glad no one was hurt, and everything is turning out okay. I don't have USAA insurance, but I have dealt with those folks. And sideswiped me, and that's the insurance he had. And they were a very pleasurable insurance company to deal with. They told me what they wanted and what I did what they asked, and in return they took care of my vehicle, and I can't say anything bad about them. So I think they're a pretty decent insurance company. But Doug, I hope you get your radio back up and going, and if you've got any last words, go ahead.
Nope, I don't know what happened, but the gear seems to be okay. I'm not on battery on this. Got my old Kenwood power supply running. But anyway, yeah, everything's just fine, and I'm probably off to bed here real soon anyway. So let's get the next victim, KF4DOS, N4AHO. I'll say 73 to anybody still out there, and turn in for the evening. N4AHO, night all.
Quick things before you go, Doug. Number one, you said that was the first responders get together with the people in the county. Is that who you were with?
It's the Community Emergency Response Team. I guess you haven't had to run across that, but it's got it's not just radio operators, it's people who, it's kind of like the first responder in a way, while you're waiting for, if there's an earthquake or something, and you got members of this in the neighborhood, they'll try to start triaging people or finding people or whatever before the ambulances and everybody else arrives, and then they back off. It's considered the model CERT team for the whole state, which is really interesting. So, yeah, that was, and there's a bunch of us, several of us who are AMs, who are members of ARES in it also, but it's not a radio thing, it is tied to the county pretty tight, and we do other, backfill things for them so their people can be on the road more. So that's all that is.
A good deal. That's kind of like the Pickens County Communication Group. They're tied with the county, and they help out within communications and whatnot when they can.
But that is absolutely fantastic. Thank you guys for doing that. And just wanted to let you know, you sound really good on the sideband net. I know we're kind of close, but I can tell when the band goes long because I can't hardly hear you.
It's a good gauge. Yeah, I was using the 20-watt rig for that this evening. I may put the thing away. I got too many radios on my desk. 3 microphones. I'm always grabbing the wrong one. So, anyway, I guess it's nighttime. The wife has been in here kind of strongly hinting at that already. So I'm headed upstairs. I hope everybody has a great evening. N4AHOQRT.
Thanks for hanging in there and talking with us a little bit this evening. Enjoyed it. Hope y'all have a great evening and a wonderful week. Get all the insurance stuff taken care of. Get your car all fixed up. It'll be good as new. At least I hope it is. Y'all take care, and again, appreciate you hanging in there and talking with us. We have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4, Papa Papa Charlie.
4 PFC. Can I get a name and location?
Affirmative. Last name Giles. Jonathan. Over near Woodruff, South Carolina.
Well, we got you down there in Woodruff. Thanks for checking in with us on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight. Hope you are doing well. You going to be around for some comments in a moment?
I could be. I just dug out the radio. Absolutely. I'll stand by.
One that said he might be in front of you. Let me call him, and if he don't come back, I'll come back to you. WB4FPE, Master Dan, down there in Northern Simpsonville. Dan, are you still around?
Good evening, Gary. I'm still here. Yeah, this is WB4FPE, and good evening to you and Ms. Joy and everybody on the net. Just wanted to check in for a minute or two and say hello, and I hope I'll be back on here before Christmas, but I don't ever know. And just trying to catch some stuff up on the computer over here at night. It's the reason I'm still around here. It's got tomorrow to work day, you know, and so I've got to get up early in the morning. But anyway, you've been doing all right?
Absolutely fantastic, Dan. Can't complain about anything. I called a fella that I used to work with. I call the old workplace every once in a while, talk to the guys out there. And I was talking to one, and the fella I called, I was talking to him, and he said they had a mess out there. Two of the drivers had heart attacks. One of the ladies in the office had a heart attack, and they all had to have, I say they had a heart attack, two of them had to have open heart surgery. One of them had a triple bypass, and the other had a quad. And the other one was okay. But then there was one other driver. He was he's in bad shape. They did his surgery down in Charleston. They removed a tumor off of his top part of one of his lungs. They didn't say which side, but they removed part of his lung and a tumor and just a whole bunch of stuff, and he's in bad shape. So, Dan, I ain't got a thing to complain about. I'm in good shape. Appreciate that. I'm going to have to ride back out there and see if they'll let me go in and and talk to them for a minute. They probably want me to use my little barcode to get back there to see them.
Well, I don't know. I think you just check in there at the desk, and you know, when you first come in there and tell them what you want, they'll probably let you back there, no problem. They know you've been there before, so just tell them you want to come back and say hello to some of the people back there, and I don't think it'll be a problem, really.
I should have done it when I had to go out to see the doctor. Yeah, I went and saw him, and he told me, he said that he was tired of looking at me. He didn't want to see me for 6 months.
Well, ain't nothing wrong with that either, but yeah, I don't know exactly when I'm supposed to go back. I got to go. I went this Monday and got some blood drawn. I got to go next Monday and get my physical. So I went to the dentist today, so I'm trying to get all this stuff caught up before the end of the year. So maybe after the first of the year, I won't have to be running here and there everywhere to make all these appointments and all that.
Well, you get it all done now. That way you won't have to worry about it for a little while. And yeah, I hate running back and forth to the doctor all the time. That wears you out. I don't mind going to exercise now. I've gotten to where if I don't do it, I feel like I missed out on something.
Roger that. Yeah, you kind of got to get in the habit. That's what I tell people. They say, well, how do you do that all the time? Well, you just set you up a schedule and stick to it. And after you stick to it for a little while, it becomes a habit. And then it's not such a thing anymore. But you stick to it. You know you got to do that. And you go. And you don't think about it. I miss it if I don't go. Man, if I don't go, I miss not being there.
Completely. I'm getting the same way. Like I said, I missed folks over there. But I'm making some new friends, and I met some new people over here. And I'm still enjoying it. I've enjoyed getting over there and working out a little bit, and working up a sweat. Makes me feel a little better. And it gets me out of the house for a few minutes, which is a good thing. And, well, you know, you try to stay active. If you don't stay active, you stagnate.
Like I tell Jonas, you know, you can't stop too long at a time. If you got a lot of iron in your blood, you'll rust and you won't be able to move there.
And I can't say that I've ever heard it put quite that way.
It probably happened, I guess, if you stop long enough. But anyway, it's just part of the way it is there, I reckon, Gary. And I try to keep moving all the time. I'm not, you know, I'll be doing something here at the house or out in the shop one. Still driving 2 days a week, and at least for now. So I don't know. I got to keep busy. You know how it is.
I know exactly how it is. If I'm not doing something, I feel like I'm wasting my day and not getting anything accomplished.
Roger that. Yes, sirree. And I have to make me up a list. I got where I can't remember a whole lot of stuff. And I make me up a list ahead of time so I'll know when I wake up in the morning. I wake up brain dead. So I have to make me a list the night before so when I get up the next morning, I can look and see what I'm supposed to do that day. Oh.
That's pretty good idea, Dan. I don't wake up brain dead, but I feel like I'm in the fog sometimes. You know, I walk out to the barn and get out there and get inside the barn and look around and say, what did I come out here for? Then all of a sudden it dawns on me and I say, oh yeah, I remember now. But, you know, I hadn't got to the point yet to where I walk in a room and they can't remember why I went in the room. But if I have to walk all the way across the backyard, I forget by the time I get from the house to the barn.
Hey, I know exactly what you're talking about. So it gets that way, and it, I would say that it might get better, but I got my doubts about it. So we'll just have to let it go with that. But Gary, I'll go ahead and get out of here and let these other guys come in and talk a little while. And but buddy, you know, I hope to talk to you again before Christmas. But if not, I hope you enjoy having a real good Christmas. And all our radio friends here listening in, I hope they have a Merry Christmas too. And everything goes well. And maybe I'll get to check in again before Christmas. And but you all take care. Have a great time. And a good night, Gary. Good talking to you. So KI4DOS and Annette. This is WB4 Fox Echo. Echo clear with you.
Well, you take care. Tell Miss Joan we said hello. One of these days we'll just get together and get us a cup of coffee, another cup of coffee. I enjoyed that immensely, and we'll have to get together and do that again. But tell Miss Joan we said hello, and if we don't talk to you before then, y'all have a merry, merry Christmas. That's great, my friend. We'll talk to you a little bit later. Enjoyed it. Additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. On the stump is KK4PFC, Minister Jonathan, down there in Woodruff. Jonathan, what have you been up to today there, young man? PFC, Mr. Jonathan, you still with us?
Sir, I'm still here, KK4PFC. That's a good evening.
And there, young man, what have you been up to?
I just heard radio on, started listening, and I heard this gentleman talking about the person. I've been through that program. That's an awful good program. I was also just going through the radio to serve as a state constable. So just seeing what's going on out down there tonight.
Say you were a constable, or are you still a constable?
Still in, yes, sir. Just doing a little bit you can, you know, for the community when you can.
Are you a constable in the town of Woodruff, or just in that area?
Actually, about a 10-minute drive from there with a Fountain Inn address.
That sounds good. Well, I guess that keeps you busy.
Yeah, that we've got about 30 head cattle out here, and I'll keep you busy. Just do what you can, stay busy, you know, as you get a little bit older.
Talking, and I told her, I said, you know, I can't believe I've been retired for 7 years. she said, I know, it doesn't seem like that long, does it? And I said, no.
I know where you're coming from there. I did it in 2009.
So I'm glad that you were able to get to that point, and all is still going well. Glad you got your radio out, dusted it off, and got it hooked back up. Yeah, you're welcome to come back any night. We're here every night at 9 p.m., a different net controller, but I just happen to be the one on Wednesday nights in the hot seat. But I enjoy it, been doing it for a while, and you're welcome to come back any time. I'm sure all the other net controllers would love to have you.
I appreciate that, but I've enjoyed it somehow now, but I'll certainly get back on again. I appreciate the opportunity to speak with you guys just a little bit. Listen to what's going on. And what's your location at?
Location is in Easley. I'm in Easley, South Carolina. And the repeater is up there in Caesar's Head. It's just a little shy of the North Carolina-South Carolina border up there off Highway 276. And we have this net here on this frequency every night at 9 p.m. Of course, there's a lot of other nets that go on other frequencies and other repeaters in the area. But we have this one at 9 o'clock each night. And like I said, we'd love to have you come back.
And you guys take care and have a good evening. And this is KK4PPC, and I'm out of here for now.